Hello, everyone. How are you doing today?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Blessed.
Yes.
Irene?
Don't say
Yao?
Yao was
Thomas
just,
Blanton?
Yao just came in.
Thomas is here.
Oh, he's in. Okay. And you said Irene, is she there?
No.
Okay. Karen Briggs?
She is
here.
Okay. Sarah?
Here.
Verna?
Yes, I'm present.
Okay. Wayne?
Do not see him.
Wayne, I don't see. Okay. Bill Curtis?
Here.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Vernon. How are you?
Violetta?
Here.
Vanessa? I don't see her. Vanessa?
Don't see her.
Okay.
Vicky? Please mute everyone. Everyone, please mute.
Yeah, someone's not muted.
I'm responding.
Hi, Vicky is here.
Someone's not muted.
Everyone, please mute, unless you're responding to the roll call.
Vicky Gass.
Present.
Wanda?
Wanda,
I think I saw her.
Yeah, Wanda is here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Who?
I'm being muted.
Present.
That's okay. Okay, and I think Irene just came in.
Yes, she did.
Yes, yes.
Irene?
Present.
Okay.
Yes, present.
Okay. Okay. Donna?
She said she would be late.
Oh, she's going to be a little late, right. Kamal?
Present.
I'm certain. Here. Julie is here.
He's here.
Arthur Hyland?
Do not see him.
Okay. Patrick Morrison?
I'm here.
Lucy Murphy? I see her.
Yeah, she's here.
She's here. Ron Pinchback? I heard him earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
Here.
Eric, okay. Eric Ramey?
Present.
Minerva?
Present.
Adele? I don't see. Is she here? Adele? And Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay, so far, Wayne Bruce, has he come on?
No.
Vanessa?
No.
Okay. Arthur Hyland? Do you see Arthur Hyland?
I do not.
Okay. And Adele.
Vanessa is here. Vanessa is here.
Vanessa's here?
Yeah.
Okay. Adele?
Oh, she's excused. She has to be excused.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just as you called my name, a call came in and got me all confused on the phone.
Okay. I have you. Okay, I have you, Lucy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Arthur Hyland, he hasn't come on, has he? And Wayne Bruce.
No.
Have you heard anything from Wayne Bruce or Arthur Hyland?
No.
Okay. That's it then.
Okay.
So we just have Arthur Hyland and Wayne Bruce with no, I haven't heard anything. If you haven't heard anything,
I have
they're not.
Not
excused. Okay.
This is Vanessa. I came in after my name was called.
Yes, we got you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. You could be, well, you probably couldn't be anywhere, but there are other places you could be. So we appreciate it. Are there any objections to the agenda, to the final agenda as submitted? Okay, hearing none. The agenda is approved. Are there any objections to the minutes for the May meeting? Objections or corrections? All right. Hearing none, we will proceed. First item will be the management reports. The first report will be from Program Director Katia.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yep.
Thank you, Dennis. And good. Would you just give me a? Would you?
I have a question, Dennis.
Yeah, who's this?
Bill Curtis. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Yeah.
So the agenda has the general manager's report first on the.
Yeah,
we flipped. That's the regular order of business.
Yeah, we flipped it, which we have done in the past.
Why are we flipping it today? I'm just curious to know.
We do it by request. We traditionally do that by request.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order. We just approved the agenda that had the general manager first.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
I think that's how it should go then.
No, it's not how we're going to do it.
But why not? That's what we just approved.
It's an accommodation.
We just approved the agenda as a regular order of business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just asking. What is the logic about that?
We
have a regular order of business about the business of the station.
Yes.
And now you're saying, I don't know what you're saying, but we just approved.
I'm saying that I was changing the order of the program director and the general manager reports as a matter of personal
accommodation. By what authority, man? By what authority?
He's the chair.
By what authority, sir?
I guess by my authority.
Well, you can't do that. That's not how you do it.
Okay.
I can be overruled. Yes.
Dennis, if you want to share why with the board, I don't mind. If that helps.
I'm not interested in that.
I think people are interested in the order. They're not interested in the reason.
Yeah, we have a regular order of business that we just approved. Now, if you under your quote unquote authority, we're going to alter the order of business, that should have been announced before.
You're right.
We said before we approved this.
You're right. I should have announced that. You're right. I should have announced that as a proposed change
to
the agenda before it was voted. You are correct.
So it's not legal.
You are
correct. I mean, by any order of business.
You are correct. It is not legal by any order of business. And if there are objections, then we need to change that.
Well, I am objecting because we voted on an agenda.
Right.
And then you arbitrarily, you, sir,
yes,
are arbitrarily saying, nah, man, nah-uh, we're going to change it. Come on now.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, there's not a motion in place to overturn what you just did unless one is placed on the floor.
There is an objection. That is sufficient.
Okay. Can we call a question, please?
There's nothing to vote on. There's an objection to the, to changing the order of business.
A chair point of order, please.
Yes.
Okay. Well, according to the way the PNB does business, when someone objects to, I'll consider this to be a ruling, by the chair, there is an opportunity for the body a couple of people to speak in favor, a couple of people to speak against, and for a vote to be taken. If this is not unprecedented that the PD has spoken before the GM. So I'm not sure what the big deal is, but.
Okay. The big deal is that there's a regular order of this meeting that we just approved.
All right.
That is a big deal.
Okay. You're right.
And the chair can overrule that.
All right.
But that is a big deal.
Bill, hold on.
Okay. Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to do. Vanessa, you're right. A ruling of the chair can be overturned by 2/3 of the vote of the body. So let us have a vote now.
I don't think it's 2/3. I think it's a simple majority, I believe.
I think it's
That's not the way we've done it unless we're doing it wrong on the PNB. It's usually a simple majority.
Ask your parliamentarian if he's here.
He's not in here yet. Anybody have that in their Robert's Rules of Order handy?
Julie's pretty good with these things, and we usually use a simple majority.
Here, we're checking now. We'll get to a ruling momentarily.
All right, let's call the roll, and then by the time we finish counting, we'll know what the vote needs to be. So a yes vote is to overturn the ruling of the chair and return to the order as stated in the agenda, general manager first. A no vote is to support the ruling of the chair and allow the program director to go first. Okay, Ellen, please call the roll.
I'm sorry, Chair. You said a no vote. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Point of order. You said a no vote is to support the ruling of the chair?
Yes, because we're voting to overturn the chair. So yes is to overturn.
Okay, thank you.
So yes, basically yes is general manager first. No is program director first.
Okay, thank you.
Irene?
Yeah.
You vote?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yao?
I'm sorry.
I'll come back to him.
Pass.
Yes and no. Pass.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thomas? I'll come back to him. Karen? I'll come back to her.
Two of
us. Sarah? Pardon me?
I believe there might be two Karens. Are you getting Karen Briggs?
Karen Briggs, yes.
Pass.
I just called her name. Verna? Verna? Did she leave?
No. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Wayne Bruce, he didn't come. Oh, he's there now. Is he? Or no? Did he come? No. Bill Curtis?
I vote that we keep the regular order of business.
That's a yes.
Okay, yes. Violetta?
No.
Violetta?
No.
Vanessa?
No.
Vanessa?
She said no.
Vicky Gass? Vicky? She said no.
So, is that a no?
Wanda?
Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Sue, did she come yet?
I'll have to
Donna
pass.
Donna Grime? Okay, you pass.
Yeah,
Donna is coming later.
What we're really voting on, so I'm going to have to pass.
Okay. Kamau?
No.
Kamau? Julie?
Abstain, Julie. Abstain.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. Arthur Highland? Did he come yet?
No.
Patrick Morrison?
No.
Lucy Murphy?
No.
I got you. Ron?
No.
Eric?
Abstain.
Minerva?
Yes.
Minerva?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Yes. Adele, has she come yet?
She's
oh, no, that's
coming.
Right. You
She's
said she
coming.
Has. She okay. And, okay, I got everybody except Thomas Blanton. I didn't get him. Is he here or he was here? Thomas Blanton, yes or no?
I couldn't
get
off mute.
You see him?
I couldn't get off mute. I'm back.
Okay, are you yes or no?
I abstain.
Abstaining? Okay. All right, I'm going back to the passes. Yao, you passed. Is it yes or no?
It is abstain.
Okay, you abstained. Karen Briggs,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. Abstain. Sue, you passed.
Yes.
What did
I'll change
yes?
that to yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome. Who else? Okay, that's everybody. Dennis, what do you say?
I say no.
Okay. So, Irene, yes, one. Karen, two. Three. Four. Five. Five yeses. One, two, three, four. Five yeses, and I think the no's have it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 no's. And the rest are abstentions.
How many abstentions?
One, two. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
They don't count.
One.
Okay, good enough.
They really don't count, but he wanted to know, so I'll tell him later. Five yeses, 10 no's, the no's, one.
Do we know what the needed total is, Eric?
I'm looking here and it's vague. It's according to Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised. Members have no right to criticize a ruling of the chair unless they appeal the decision.
And the decision was appealed.
It was Mason's manual legislation. In some states, ruling that by the chair, by tradition, is given great weight. It looks through a vague interpretation that it's a simple majority as opposed to two-thirds.
All right.
That's what it looks like.
So the yes is one.
Yes. Okay. All right, thank you. And I do want to apologize for spending everyone's time. Bill, you are correct that the I should have simply proposed that change before we agreed on the agenda. Okay, let us proceed now with
Mr. Chair, let me just say quickly, it also says here that such an appeal has to be done instantaneously, and it cannot come after any debate or discussion.
Right, and there wasn't a lot of debate, so we're close enough. Patia, you have the floor for 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Could you just give me a minute warning, please, Dennis?
Yes.
Or timekeeper. Thank you. Yes. Good evening, everyone. Hope you're doing well. As many of you know, I returned to work on May 16th, resuming my responsibilities as program director. I just want to make clear that everyone should have received a pretty extensive communication that I sent to the programmers. I felt that was the best way to keep the local station board in the loop about what is happening in terms of programming. Did you all receive that? Or should I say, is there anyone that did not receive it? Everyone received it?
Looks like.
Okay. All right. Cause I'm sorry. I'm on the, in the car. So I'm on my phone and I can't see the whole screen.
You're not driving, are you?
No. I had to pull over. No. I was coming from, no. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Eric. I'm fine. I'm not driving. So that is basically, where we are at this juncture. If you read, and I hope you will take the time to read this document, I will highlight a few things because that'll give you an overview of where everything is. The things that I will add is that, and point out, Dr. Nick, unfortunately, is leaving us after 23 years of service. It's effective immediately. And Lady C, whom has been doing the show with them and whom he trained, will continue in that spot for now doing Southern Soul. But we are certainly sad to see such a radio professional leave us. And frankly, such a nice person to work with. You know, he was always professional, always knowledgeable about what he presented to the audience and always presented it in a way that resonated with our audience. So we are very sad to see him go. There is a going away party being planned or gathering being planned for June 25th. The time has not been solidified, but we'll certainly let you know more about that when it happens. But I'm sure he would appreciate people stopping by on that day to bid him farewell because he has been a true asset to WPFW. We also have an event coming up on July 3rd as a gift to our audience, really, and also to, you know, as an educational component. So we are going to be presenting the Berry Farm documentary Community Land and Justice at Busboys and Poets, Brookland at 6:30 p.m. And both Dr. Sabia Prince and Sam George, the co-directors, will be present, and we will have a post-screening Q&A with them, hopefully moderated by Parissa Naruzzi, whom you all know from Empower DC, and of course they were very instrumental in the Berry Farm fight, as well as getting this film made. So again, that is a kind of gift to give back to the community that supports us. We have special programming coming up. In fact, Thomas Blanton is a part of that. Juneteenth coming up this Monday. Most of the program, so it's a union holiday, which means we will not have news, and Monday Morning QB, which is produced by our news team, will not be airing. But many of the other programs have opted to do Juneteenth programs. So a lot of our regular programming will be on, but there will be some specific Juneteenth specials, and our programming will be shared on that day with WBAI. So it'll be a co-presentation of WPFW and WBAI. Many of you know that we have a long history of collaborating with WBAI on special days. We also have coming up July 4th special programming for the holiday entitled Of the We Swing. And it'll be really surveying how music, various musics swing, what that looks like. That'll be from noon to 8 in the morning. We'll be playing the Frederick Douglass, What to the Negro is the 4th of July, as we've done now for several years, as well as following that up with Sekou Sundiata's multidisciplinary piece that was recorded at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, The 51st Dream State, that talks about empire. So we'll do those things in the morning, and they'll have music in the afternoon. And the reason, just for some people, so you know why we do those things that require very little engineering on the day, I'll actually be in engineering in the morning so that our engineering staff can actually have the union holiday off. Many times Kalia, who is a union member, will work on those days so that we can have programming that requires engineering. But he's working on June 19th, on Juneteenth, and so we want to make sure that he also has a day off every now and then. We have our annual Pride festival or Pride programming. We'll have 12 hours on the 30th of June. We always do it for the last 6 years. We do it the last day of the month. We're going to do it Friday, June 30th, from noon until midnight. And Inside Out, our LGBTQIA plus collective, spearheads it, but, and it's open to any programmers to participate that want to participate. And we have decided to memorialize it in terms of name, memorialize Wanda Alston. Many of you knew Wanda as an early activist in this LGBTQIA space. So it's called the annual Wanda Alston WPFW Pride Extravaganza. And again, we just set the date last night. I had a meeting with Inside Out Collective, and it'll be the 30th from noon until midnight. We have a meeting, and I hope that everyone here understands it's for programmers on the 24th. However, I will be talking to Minerva and or sending an email rather to members of the programming committee, with Minerva being the chair, to see if there are one or two people that would like to come in when we do the discussion of the Programmer's Bill of Rights. If you read my email sent out last week, you saw that I attached an operational guidelines that were drafted by Miyuki and myself in 2006, I believe. We are revisiting that. We want to get feedback and input from the programmers because it affects them. It has not been rolled out officially. Once we get feedback, we'll go back and refine it, and then we will roll it out, and they will, everyone who is a current programmer and going forward, new programmers, will get that along with the documents that Vinny gives them when he gets them signed up as volunteers, which is the volunteer agreement, and then the document on Payola Plugola. And then they'll now get this, but we're going to review it with the programmers on that day. We'll also be reviewing that Bill of Rights. So if you all want to start thinking about one or two people from that committee, since you all drafted that document, that can answer questions from the programmers, and also take feedback so that you all can refine that document based on what the programmers have to say about it. And certainly that would be another piece that programmers, both existing and new, would receive when they either come to PFW or as we're making sure everyone is brought up to speed. Finally, the only other thing that I will add is that we are going to start programmer evaluate. Well, two things. First, we're going to get through programmer evaluations. Once we get through these documents and everyone's clear and everyone has them, I would say probably mid-July, we're going to start with self-evaluations. Every programmer will fill out a self-evaluation, and then they will meet with me to discuss their strengths, their weaknesses, any questions, any concerns. And then they'll be given, 30 days to improve whatever it is they want to improve. This is not a punitive measure. This is so all boats can rise. I just want to make that clear. We are not threatening our programmers. They do stellar work. We are just trying to make sure that everyone can do the best work that they can.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you. That just jarred my memory. I had one more thing. Oh, and then after that, I will be looking at the grid, because we have a number of holes that have been left from Margaret Prescott going down to one day. And while she has said that we can run evergreens, there will come a time when we need to replace it with something. So I would ask that the programming committee might think of areas of programming that are not represented, and we can discuss it at the next programming committee meeting. We can start to amass a list of issues, areas that should be represented on our air that are not yet. That's it.
Thank you. Got time for a couple of questions?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Sarah.
Good evening, everybody. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. Yes, we hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I attended the Pride Parade, which is for me the beginning and the end event that I normally go to, other than the one on Sunday. And being a member of that community, of course, as I watched the different entities go by, I couldn't help but notice WPFW was not represented there. Now, it got down to the point where the police department went by, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security went by, any number of companies went by, other radio stations had their presence out there. All sorts of political interests were out there, and people were clapping and having a lot of fun. It's a 7-block event, and I, for the love of me, don't know why we weren't involved in that. I just think that was a major failure, and I was saddened by it, and because it didn't represent what I consider the moment that we're interested in, not what the radio station's interested in, I thought it was just a failure. And I really don't think we represented ourselves in an opportunity to really look good.
May I answer that, Chair, or should I wait?
No, you can answer briefly.
Okay. Historically, Sarah, we have not been out there because being out there, as you know, means that we have to have staff to do that. And we don't have any staff to do that.
May I finish?
That said, all of our Inside Out representatives were out there. Very much so. Bianca was on a float, I heard, because I met with them last night. Sheila Reed is one of the founding members of Pride in the City. She also founded the Inside Out Collective. She was there. Her partner, Aisha Shahida Simmons, was out there. Lee was out. Every member of the Inside Out Collective was there. We have never broadcast from there. We don't have the capability to broadcast from there, which is why we do a 12-hour day at the end of Pride. And I instituted the 12-hour day because before me, there was nothing on the air during Pride. So we do this day because we know we can't be out there on Pride Day. Now, if you're saying that going forward, right, you will be willing to support a table, to get with Vinny, to do what it takes to do that, we're happy for you to do it. We would be actually delighted to do it. Our Inside Out folks, they're already involved in Pride, and they're representing the station, so they can't take on being tied to a table. But I assure you, all of our PFW folks are out there.
Okay. Thank you. I've got Kamau, Minerva, and Eric, and then we will move on.
Real quick, Katia, how important do you feel the Programmer's Bill of Rights is to the programmers? And I'm guessing since you authored it, you're in support of its current iteration?
I didn't author the Programmer's Bill of Rights. That was authored by members of the Programming Committee. Having said that, though, I have to look at it more closely before the 24th so we can talk about it. But I think it's a good idea. I mean, what would be the best, which we already explored with SAG-AFTRA and we cannot do, is if our programmers could be unionized. But because they are not paid employees, we cannot, and we've asked SAG-AFTRA several times over the years, can we offer them some sort of membership, and we cannot. So I think the Programmer's Bill of Rights is the next best thing. So at least they have a grievance procedure, you know?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Minerva.
All right. Thank you, Katia, for joining us this evening, and definitely we'll make sure that you are included.
Can't vote your conscience, period.
Is there someone mic open?
Yeah, that sounded like Vanessa.
Everyone mute.
Apology.
Okay. Katia, thank you for sharing the information that you shared, and definitely we meet the fourth Monday of the month, so we do look forward to having you join us. And the Programmer's Bill of Rights was put together by a programming committee that was before myself and others came on the board as new members. But definitely it is a document that I think working with you and the programmers and other management of the station that would be a document that will be useful in helping everyone to continue to move the station forward. And going forward, if there are individuals, and Sarah, you especially, please join us, because as different activities come up, if people share the information, you know, where they have an interest, we would love to work, have you work with us and also working with the outreach committee so that we can see about getting some volunteers to help out in having WPFW visible at different activities. And thank you, Katia, for your report.
You're welcome, Minerva. Absolutely. I look forward to joining you on the fourth Monday.
Eric, did you have your hand up before, or did you put it down?
Yeah, I did. Mr. Chair, if you just give me 5 seconds to respond, if I might, to Sarah. Without sounding like I'm making excuses, generally at an event like that, when you get a booth or a table, it involves what I call a significant expenditure, a financial contribution. And I'll, you know, as my understanding was, we were just kind of hurting in that area right then. But getting to Katia, thank you for joining us this evening. My question, you're not obligated to ask it. Please don't feel so. We're just confirming that you're feeling better and functioning. Welcome back. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. I am feeling better because I'm back and I'm trying to function the best I can. Thank you, Eric.
Okay. I said I was going to cut this off. I see Ron and Vanessa. I'll give you 1 minute each.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
You're on the air.
A real quick question, Katia. There has been a decision, you know, by Pacifica to allow underwriting. For various types of programming, things and such. My question is, how is the, well, and you may not, I don't expect an answer from this because it's something I think is going to require some thought, but how do we involve the programmers with that when the network is, once again, seeking sponsorships or endowments or whatever for various programs? How will the programmers see any part of that, or and that's one of the questions, and how, you know, who makes those decisions about that underwriting? It's complicated. I don't expect
15 seconds,
but it's on your I just want to make sure it's on your radar.
Yeah, well, can I just quickly respond? So yes. WPFW has been doing underwriting even before the PNB passed anything. We've been, you know, we've been working with the DC Jazz Festival. We've been working with Blues Alley. We've been working with the Kennedy Center over the years. We've been working with all manner of institutions. Wolf Trap, we did several things where we actually were out there with them. Meriwether Post Pavilion, the same. I mean, we've done underwriting for over a decade, if we want to call it that, where there were like-minded entities that said, okay, we'd like to give you a donation. And because what their content was matched our content, we would work it out that way. The programmers are integral to that because when we put a PSA on the air, if they play it and if they read the live read, if there's one provided in the studio, that helps a great deal. We're happy and the entity that we're working with is happy. And in fact, I think we've been doing some sort of underwriting since Champlain Street. So that's how far back it goes, and it's nice now that we have the paper, if you will, it's legal or whatever we want to say, because we can expand it. And I would suggest that if programmers have relationships, we should remember though, it should be nonprofits or it should speak to some part of our mission. It cannot be someone is a financial advisor, right? And they want to do financial literacy classes so that they can make more business. We're not doing that. You know what I mean? We're not making people, you know, helping people to make money. It really is supposed to be more of a public service type of thing.
Thank you. Vanessa, 1 minute.
Okay, so I wanted to thank Kamau for raising the issue of the Program of Bill of Rights. And I want to thank you, Katia, for sending it out, I think, a week or two ago and asking for programmer input. Before you did that, no one from management had touched it. In more than a year, so I really appreciate it. There's some pretty egregious things happening, and it really needs to be put in place as quickly as possible. Also want to thank Violetta. I heard that she also distributed it, I think, before you came back. So what are the next steps? The LSB has done its part. You're doing your part in terms of sending it out. What's the next step to get it implemented so that people who are being disrespected
can have a process.
So first of all, I should say that Violetta did say I was back, but Vi sent it out to the programmers and I attached it to my document just to kind of bolster the fact that she had sent it to say, come on y'all, let's pay attention to it. Let's look at it. So as I said on the 24th at our programmers meeting, we've asked people to review it prior to then. We will field any questions. That's why it would be great if Vi, for instance, was with us. She's a programmer anyway. And, if she could field questions about the document and take feedback, and then that could be incorporated and we should work out, my suggestion would be to work out a timeline. So by, you know, the second week in July, it can be rolled out, which is not a lot of time. But you're right. We don't want to waste time on it because we've already wasted a year, quite frankly, with it. And so we want to make sure that we can implement it as soon as possible. So, Violet, I didn't mean to sign you up for the meeting, but since I figured you have to be there anyway.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Katia.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Katia. Very helpful, and I'm glad you're able to join us, and I will, at this point, excuse you.
All right. Thank you all so much. You all have a good evening. Take care. And again, you can email me. You can email me. You can text me. I'm here. For y'all.
Right, thank you, Katia. You. Welcome okay. back.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Indeed, indeed.
Bye.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. I have to get Jerry back.
He's good.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
Jim? Okay, good. Okay, Jerry.
Unless he stepped away again, but he was there.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Only one? I'm trying to call him.
Hi, Ellen. This is Donna. I'm here.
Hold on a minute.
I saw you, Donna. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Between meetings.
Hello, Jerry joining.
There he is.
Hey, Lou.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay.
There, Jerry?
Yes, I am. This is Dennis? Was that just Dennis?
Yes. Thank you for your patience. Welcome, and you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. What's the time on this? Just so I share.
20.
20? Got it. Thank you.
20 okay. total.
Yeah.
I may not even take up the entire time. This kind of caught me off guard, but I will pick up where we left off with the Finance Committee meeting, and I gave a report there that would be relevant to this meeting right now. So we had our spring pledge drive, of course, that had a goal of 300,000. It came in approaching the last time that I looked at the tally at approaching 220,000, meaning it's $80,000 short. We're not panicking because it's a trend that we're seeing across the entire industry. It's unfortunate. There are a couple of reasons why we were short on our goal. One being that we gave a little bit of time to Pacifica for the PRA drive. Another being that we relaxed the drive for Mother's Day. Traditionally, we don't do well in pledge drive on Mother's Day. So for those two reasons and other reasons, we didn't succeed in meeting the goal. But we've had a
at least one off-air event that was very successful. We had a presenter, Gerald Horn, donate over 80 books to the station, all of which were sold. It's hard for us to do a tally of how much the station made with that, because that was part of the pledge drive in a way. So it was part of the off-air event that we had at the Festival Center, but it was also part of the pledge drive. So we have not done a tally on how much was made at the event, but the event was a standing room only attendance event. It was very successful. Everybody enjoyed it. It was all smiles for everybody that attended. There is actually an expectation of WPFW, despite us not moving, doing the relocation, there's an expectation of us utilizing that same room at the festival, because we have to do off-air fundraising to make up for the difference in not making the goal. We've got other mechanisms in play. We have our media sponsorships, which is a plural now, because the one that we had with the Feather Blues and Jazz remains, but we've added a sponsorship with Wolf Chap. So that, along with our cultivation of major donors, some other mechanisms that have come into play. Well, we have sponsorships of events as opposed to just tickets for events, and people have responded. There have been people that have stepped up to sponsor events. So where we are financially at this time, and this is just a reiteration of the Finance Committee report, is that we've managed to take care of our payroll. We are current through May in our rents and our tower rents, and Kamau is on board on this meeting. He can report further to as regards the finances. We're still in a rob Peter to pay Paul situation here. Some things we can put off in terms of accounts payable. Some things we cannot put off, but we have a pledge drive that is coming up in August, and we've already started planning for that. And there have been some suggestions as to some adjustments that we can make in terms of reducing expenses for this upcoming August pledge drive.